This is Adavin Rowling, one of the Ag and Natural Resource agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson counties with your K-State Research and Extension report. During the cold winter weather, we often look for indoor activities to stay busy. One activity that can be done while indoors is making management plans for agriculture and wildlife. Making plans to manage agricultural land to benefit wildlife this winter can help lead to seeing a healthy and diverse wildlife population in the future. When considering a wildlife management plan, it is essential to determine an end goal. For example, goals could include generating income from hunting, increasing habitat for personal hunting, or just for the enjoyment of watching wildlife. Another important aspect is to consider the inventory or limitations of the land. Assess the wooded areas, access to water, fields, native vegetation, and places where the land joins a neighbor. Several options improve conditions for wildlife and benefit producers. One would be to implement conservation tillage practices. While this decreases runoff and erosion, it also provides food for birds, deer, and small mammals. Grassed waterways, field borders, and windbreaks all provide food and cover. Riparian buffers or filter strips offer feeding and nesting areas, winter shelter, and as an added benefit, the shade and fallen debris can serve as excellent spawning area for fish in the nearby stream. In addition, simply rotating livestock can offer improved forage for wildlife, increase insect populations for birds, and can provide excellent nesting cover for birds. There are many reasons to begin managing agricultural land to benefit wildlife. The aesthetic and recreational benefits can lead to new hobbies such as hunting, observation, or photography. The improved wildlife habitat provides conservation benefits such as reduced soil erosion and better water quality. There's also the potential for increased income from hunting. By providing areas that are suitable for wildlife, people of all ages can interact and discover nature. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Adavin Rowling with your K-State Research and Extension Report.